Hey friend, welcome back to Bible Tract Echoes. I'm Michael McCurry, your host. We are sharing this week a message by Dr. Paul Levine, not a recording like we normally do, but a booklet that he wrote many years ago. And he gave the very first copy of this book to his wife, Dorothy, all the way back in 1976. And believe it or not, I'm holding that very first copy in my hands right now. I'm going to share with you this thought, this theme of one step at a time. Have you ever tried to do God's will? Have you ever tried to figure out what God's will for your life is? This message might be for you. He's talking in this segment about taking the next step. Listen now, Dr. Paul says, some young people say, Brother Paul, my big problem is that I want the Lord to show me what he wants me to do when I'm 21. Okay, well, how old are you now? I'm 15. I've got news for you, Dr. Paul says. God is not going to show you when you are 15 what he wants you to do when you are 21. God isn't going to show you when you are 15 where you will be living, to whom you will be married, how many children you will have, whether you'll live in a $50,000 brick bungalow, that kind of dates this message, can you tell, or in a little frame house, whether you'll live in Chicago or the Philippines. God won't give you the light on these matters. He'll show you what your next step must be. He'll show you what he wants you to do when you are 15. Your problem is not, what am I supposed to do when I'm 21? Your problem is, what am I supposed to do right now? That's your problem. You may say, I want to do God's will when I'm 21. How can I know what God wants me to do then? If you do what God wants you to do right now and obey step by step, every time God shows you what he wants you to do, if you'll do that and follow the Lord step by step right now, if you will keep it up when you are 16 and 17 and 18 and 19 and 20, when you get to be 21, you will know what you are supposed to do. What does God want you to do right now? That's the big question. If you've never accepted Christ, that's the first step. You see, right now, you are not on the pathway of the will of God if you're not saved. You are on the broad way that goes to hell. And so what God wants you to do first is take that one important step that will take you off the broad way to hell and over into the pathway of the will of God. Matthew chapter 7, verses 13 to 14 say, "Enter ye in at the straight gate. For wide is the gate, and broad is the way that leadeth to destruction, and many there be which go in thereat. Because straight is the gate, and narrow is the way which leadeth unto life, and few there be that find it." Broad is the way. That's where the crowd is. So if you're a chicken, afraid to accept Christ because you can't stand a little ridicule and you have to be like everyone else, you'll just go on with the crowd and go to hell with the crowd. But I hope you don't. Take that first big step right now and turn your life over to him. The Bible says you're a sinner. Romans 3:23, and that the wages of sin is death, Romans 6:23. But Christ died for your sins, that's Romans 5:8. And when you receive him and trust him to save your soul immediately, you are off the broad way to hell and on the narrow path to heaven. That first step is the difference between life and death, heaven and hell, John 1:12. But as many as received him, to them gave he power to become the sons of God, even to them that believe on his name. But after conversion, after salvation, what next? Let's imagine you're 15 years old and you have just received Christ. What do you want me to do next, Lord? I want you to be baptized. So you take that step. What's the next step? Join the right church. The next step? Read your Bible every day. Okay, what's next? Pray every day. Next step? Go to church faithfully. Go to Sunday school and church Sunday morning. Go back to young people's meetings in church Sunday night. Attend Wednesday night prayer meeting. Go every night during evangelistic meetings and missionary conferences. What's the next step? You should tithe. What did you say? Me? Tithe? Yes. I want you to give 1/10 of your income. Teenagers can tithe? Yes, sir. You'd be surprised if you knew how much money teenagers of America spend. How much do you suppose the young people spend just on beer, tobacco, rock records, and rotten literature? Friend, you can afford to tithe. What else? I want you to get the best grades that you can get in school. So, you do that. Because if you do not get as good a grades as you are capable of making, you are not as good a Christian as you should be. What else do you want me to do, Lord? I want you to make your bed and hang up your clothes. Me? Make the bed? Yes, you make the bed and clean up your room. Well, my mother cleans up my room. I'd be ashamed of myself if I were a teenager and my mother had to make the bed and put away the shoes and hang up the clothes. Don't be terribly lazy. Oh, okay. What's the next step? Don't go to the high school prom. But they were going to elect me king and my Tootsie as queen. If we don't go, the kids and teachers will laugh at us and say we're crazy. Friend, let them. Paul, the apostle, wrote, "All that will live godly in Christ Jesus will suffer persecution," 2 Timothy 3:12. Maybe your next step is to put your arms around your dad and mom and say, "I'm sorry for every time I've sassed you, stomped out of the room, slammed the door, and pouted when I didn't have my own way. I'm sorry I haven't acted like a mature Christian. I've been acting like a baby, a spoiled brat." Young people, if you will just follow the Lord that way and stay on course, you will have a wonderful life. You'll meet the right people at the right time, under the right circumstances. God has the future all lined out for you. You see, God has a goal for your life. And between that goal and where you are now, there are many steps. Between here and God's goal for your life, there is the right job, the right church, the right school, the right wife, the right husband. Just keep right on going the right way in the will of God, and eventually he'll have you where he can use you and bless you and make you a blessing to others. But suppose, somewhere along the line, you get rebellious and stubborn, and you get out of the will of God. You come down the line of the will of God and say, "All right, Lord, what's the next step?" The Lord says, "I want you to go to a certain Bible college, but I want to attend the state university." Friend, you had better go to the Bible college. You had better go to the right one. It's all right to write for the catalogs and all that and pray about it, but when you get a clear leading as to which school you should attend, go to that one. Many a young person has had his or her life completely smashed all to pieces because he went to the wrong school. If you get off the course somewhere back here, by the time you get down there where you would have come to the goal that God had for you, you'd be clear off course and unable to take the steps he had ready for you. You had better get to the right school. Dr. Paul says in this message, and I want you to think about this, and maybe tuck in the back of your mind, those of you parents that are counseling young people, pastors, and young people yourselves. He said this, "I'd most certainly go to a Christian college." Don't be foolish enough to say, "I'm not afraid to go and attend the state university. Those atheistic professors won't get me with their bunk about evolution. They won't wreck my faith. They won't try to ruin you the first day of school." They'll just begin dropping doubts into your brain little by little. Eventually, you'll begin to wonder if the Bible is true. The first thing you know, that's the first thing you know, you've been brainwashed. It won't be long before you'll laugh at the Bible, blaspheme the name of God, and ridicule your mother's faith. Then what? Sin, misery, a blasted life, maybe a damned soul. That's happened to many young people who have gone to state universities. A preacher, once famous in gospel preaching services, pastored a church with such crowds they had to have two morning services. Then, he wanted to get some more education. He attended a liberal school. It weakened his faith. He joined the National Council of Churches and went from bad to worse. He's on the spiritual garbage dump today, disapproved and no longer serving God and winning souls. If that could happen to him, a prince of preachers, and it did, it can happen to you. So you'd better ask God where he wants you to go to college and follow his leading. Maybe in that school is where you're going to meet that boy or girl that God wants you to marry someday. A girl said, "I went to Bible college to get went with, and I ain't got went with yet." All she had in her little head when she went to Bible college was to get a boyfriend. You don't go to the right school to get a wife or a husband. You go there in obedience to God in order to get the education God wants you to have that you might be equipped for the service he has called you to do. You go there to study and work and get good grades. If God wants you to meet the right boy or girl there, he will tend to that. Oh, friend, how important every decision is. If you get to the right church or the right job or the right school, maybe that's where you'll meet the right boy or girl. Brother Ron Comfort, good man of God, I love seeing his name in this book, went to that little town of West Milford, West Virginia, and conducted a revival meeting, and that's where he met his wife. He didn't know she was there before he went. Just imagine if he hadn't gone there. Dr. Bill Rice met Kathy in Dallas, supposing he had been in Chicago when he was supposed to be in Dallas. And on it goes. You see, every step is important. If you're supposed to be in church, you had better be there. You don't know what might be hanging on that one decision. You say, Lord, what do you want me to do now? And you do it. Then he will show you the next step and the next. He won't show you any more until you obey the one he's showing you now. He will guide you to the right place. He will guide you with his counsel. He will guide you all of your life. And when life is over, he'll take you to heaven. If you obey God step by step, you'll have a much happier life than if you went around saying, nobody's going to tell me what to do. Whether you realize it or not, somebody is telling you what to do. The devil's telling you what to do. The hippie crowd is telling you what to do. The rock and roll crowd is telling you how to dress and how long you fellow should wear your hair. You're listening to someone. Why not listen to the Lord? If you listen to God and stay on course, he will bring you step by step to the goal that he has for your life. In God's will, you will enjoy the greatest blessings that God has for you. The best wife, best husband, best home, best school, the best church, best service for God. So stay on course. Do you want God's best? Or will you be foolish enough to settle for less? You get God's best when you leave the choice with him. You can only have God's best by walking step by step in obedience to him. Every step is important in the will of God. Dr. Bill Rice didn't know when he went into evangelistic work that he would be the boss of a camp like this, but God knew. Suppose somewhere along the line, Dr. Bill Rice would have rebelled against the will of God and said, I don't want to leave my ranch life in Texas. The Bill Rice Ranch wouldn't be here tonight. And you can thank God that sitting on the platform tonight is a man who is not stubborn and resentful toward the will of God. Thank God, he said. Lord, what do you want me to do? And he did it. And that's why you are here tonight. And that's why this camp is here tonight. And if you will get in the will of God, stay in the will of God, and do what God wants you to do one step at a time, who knows how God might use you someday. Tomorrow on the broadcast, we're going to close out this message. You can tell, even though I read this book, that it was meant as a message, that they did a wonderful job in laying it out as a book. Sometimes messages, when written down as words, they can be hard to follow. Dr. Paul did a great job. I'd ask your friend, join me tomorrow, right here on Bible Tract Echoes, as we conclude this message, one step at a time. Will you follow God's leading? Will you follow God's will? Will you let his word be a lamp to your feet, a light to your path? Will you follow one step at a time? My prayer, as always, is simple, and it's simply this, that you would have a great day for his glory. We'll plan on talking to you very soon. Thanks for listening. God bless.
Thank you for joining us today for Bible Tract Echoes, a ministry of Bible Tracts Incorporated. If you would like to receive a free sample booklet of all of our tracts, you can contact us by calling 309-828-6888. That's 309-828-6888. Our mailing address is P.O. Box 130, Dwight, Illinois 60420. A faster way to contact us is to go to our website at BibleTracksInc.org. That's BibleTracksInc.org. There you will find more information about our ministry and details on how you can support Bible Tracts Incorporated. Thanks for listening, and may the Lord richly bless you as you serve him.